If you're listening to this, you are one of our fantastic patrons. Welcome to our second ever episode where we are going to be looking back, seeing how well we did. I'm joined by, of course, my ever terrific co-host, Jordan. Jordan, what's going on?
Hello, David. Things are going all right. We're about to see who understands shonen flop tropes more, you or me.
Yeah. Just to recap, the current scoreboard is I am at 8.5 points, Jordan is at 8, but we'll see if Jordan is able to catch up. So let's dive into it. And so just a heads up, we are going to be scoring the chibis from 33.5 Double Taisei to 37.5 Bokusan. Just a note, in between, we did our look back episode, so there wasn't a chibi for that. So that's why we will be skipping a number.
We should have guessed what happens in look back too.
Shut up. All right, so let's get into it. Double Taisei, what a great episode.
Oh, yeah.
My first guess, the brothers eventually get the ability to switch between the two. What do you think, Jordan?
No, I don't think that happens in that series.
No, they don't. They do switch, but they don't freely get the ability to switch whenever they want. So zero. Next one is Shogi becomes less important over time. This is wrong. Shogi is always important. One of the main reasons why this series was so interesting. Next one is their dad is either the final boss or never shows up. And that is correct. The dad shows up in no capacity whatsoever in that series.
That is correct. Kind of a cop-out.
Like, oh, shut up.
You know, you like, I don't know, either one thing or the other, I guess. That's like two guesses in one.
Fuck off. I need the points.
You're winning. I'll give it to you, though. Whatever.
All right. So next up is Jordan. There will be a moment where Tai and Sei are able to talk to each other on the astral plane or something. I'm trying to remember, do they ever actually completely directly interact in real time?
I don't think they do.
All right. So that's a zero.
Yeah.
Next one. Their mom has more trouble. My blah, blah, blah. The mom never shows up besides like the first chapter. So
yeah,
that's a zero.
Yep.
The next one is they will start a pattern where Tai is about to lose and Sei wakes up. I don't really think that happens that often.
Yeah, I don't think that's a pattern. Like, it does happen, but like, it's not like a pattern.
Yeah, it just happens like once or twice. And it also, a lot of it is like they lost because they switched.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, all right. Now we're getting into fucking Build King.
Yeah. The boat won't actually be his master, and that is correct because it was the master's disciple.
I don't even remember.
The end of the first chapter, they're like, there's a boat, someone's to come get us, and then it was the dude who like shit his pants in the ocean.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? Yeah,
so that's 1 point. So my next guess was there will never actually be a Build King. So Jordan, you got this right, because the fucking tiny house is a Build King.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the nail on his face will change or some glow up or activate. Nope, it's just a dumb fucking mark he has on his face.
Maybe that would have been a nice little visual signifier. Maybe something nice in the series.
It turns into a screw.
Yeah.
So speaking of people that nailed it, Jordan, your guess, the boat is going to have someone they aren't quite expecting. So I don't really know how to view that one because that, Mr. Oh, dude, you can't be ambiguous with your answers. So I don't, what did you mean by that?
No, I thought it was going to be someone where they were like, oh, but what? It's not their master? I mean, we basically did just make the exact same thing.
I feel like yours is more, it was unrelated to the master, where literally this was a guy sent by the master to get them. So I feel like you should get half a point for that.
Okay, sure.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, okay. No, I'll give it to you. I'll let you give that to me. All right.
The guy on the boat is going to say, Renga, you're a great builder. Leave your dumbass brother. I don't think they have an issue because he needs to be saved. Yeah, so.
He should have done that.
That's what we call good writing.
But of course, Build King does not have that.
And then they will see one Build King. Fuck, you are completely right.
That is my favorite prediction I've ever made on this show.
You know what my favorite is?
What?
When I guess one of the brothers would die in ITEL-C. And you were like, how the fuck did you know that was going to happen?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I was like, God damn it, David.
Oh, man. All right, so let's see. Next up, Iron Knight. We will never see their dad. Yeah,
yep,
buddy.
You got it.
Fucking
got
straight.
It.
Nothing but net on that one. Next one, MC gets annoying pixie-like sidekick.
Yes.
Ah.
Oh, well,
yeah. I was actually going to say half a point for that.
I was going to say 0.5.
Yeah, he gets an annoying sidekick, but it's not that annoying.
I can see the similarity there. So we'll give you 0.5.
And then finally, I'm ending this on a high note. World gets haphazardly fixed.
Yep.
They just say we fixed it. No details. It just got fixed.
And then I fucked up here because I think that I guessed. I maintain that the author was probably going to do some of these guesses, but I'm not going to take points for him.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Jordan, let me explain to an own author what his series means, Forbes.
Yeah, exactly. It's me.
Fucking, I can't believe you did that to Xander.
That was not an look, he knew. I said that because he obviously knew it. Like, it wasn't like...
I know.
Oh, God.
All that right. was a great episode.
It was.
Okay, the MC's dad shows up. Nope. The MC was engineered and isn't a real human.
I don't know how to deal with this, but I'll take a zero.
Because the sidekick was engineered.
Yeah, that's true.
Bad guys are Nazi parallels. I don't think they were. They were more Yakuza parallels, right? Wasn't he the final boss of Crime Lord?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'll take a zero on that. Damn,
I had my best and you had your worst.
Yeah.
Love to see it. No, you're going to get this back. I already know you're getting 3 points at the end. So the other lollipop user is a relative of the main character. I don't think they actually had any relation, right? It straight up was a coincidence.
Yeah.
Next one is, there will be a Willy Wonka parody. There should have been, but there wasn't.
Yeah, I agree.
It gone long enough and they met the candy creator.
Mm-hmm.
The main guy has candy powers or gets candy powers? No, so it's a straight zero. So see, it's a balance, Jordan.
I also got zeros fully on this one, yeah.
Oh, did you? Love it. All right, the pig dog. Nope, pig dog shows up like twice.
Pig dog is not even Tsumugi's sidekicks. Pig dog is like their friend's pet.
Yeah, Midori is going to immediately believe her when she says she's innocent.
Nope, they have a fight.
And the two lollipopers are slightly different flavors.
Should have been.
Pretty much the exact same power.
I mean, like, one's more powerful than other, but what I meant there was that it would be like, I have a cherry lollipop and you got, you have a vanilla lollipop or something, which no, that's not what happens.
I am picking up what you're putting down, big guy. All right, finally, Bokusan. Oh, man, I can't believe we read Bokusan and Build King in the same block.
Yeah.
We really treat ourselves terribly.
The problem with Bokusan is piecing together what happened in Bokusan in order to determine if we were correct or not.
If, for those who listen to the episode, I just recycled my Kessus from Fantasmer, so let's see how I did. A friend is introduced to be a damsel in distress and gains powers.
Is that happening?
The female character is the literally damsel in distress at the end when she gets kidnapped and then gains powers.
Right.
Yes, she does. She becomes the horse host or the giraffe, whatever the thing that animal was. An evil human character that works for the monsters and isn't well explained. Are there any human bad guys?
No. Yeah, I wanted to say one dude, but he's not a human. He's a bokeh. Yeah.
The female main character gains some powers, but is never as effective as the main character. She does gain powers.
But she also gains powers and becomes the ultimate evil.
Yeah, so do you want to say half a point or zero?
I'll give you half a point because she gains powers.
Okay, cool. And then Jordan, so Jordan only made one guess because he couldn't think of what the fuck was going on.
Well, neither
so
could this you. You literally took all your guesses from Phantom Seer, so like I literally thought more than you.
50% correct in doing so, which is above average.
It's true.
Better than I guessed for Candy Flurry and you guessed for Iron Knight by doing
true,
that.
True, but my guess for Bulkasad is on the fucking money.
Yep, and that one was Jordan Ben everything in black. He had one guess and it's a triple word score. So, Jordan.
It was.
Is this going to get really annoying and have a stupid racism metaphor?
I was so right.
They really talk about eugenics a lot. So
yeah, the whole thing where it's just straight up, we're gonna engage in racial purity here right now. Yeah, no, I get 3 points for that shit. Yeah, fucking nailed it.
That might be the W you needed. So though, averaging it out, we got 10.5 points out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 series. So we are right about like 55% of the time.
Yeah, that's above 500.
Yeah. Jordan, how do you think you did?
I did okay. I mean, I think you did better in this round. I definitely think that I made some missteps. I did some misreading, but you know what? It's okay. I'm still learning. I'm still building up, and I really pulled it off with that final question, you know? How about you, David?
I think I did pretty solid. I had one of my best runs ever with Iron Knight, so thanks, Marty, for recommending that series. I could very easily predict.
Yeah.
I got 6 points, Jordan. You got 4.5, making the current leaderboard 14.5 points for me, 12.5 points for you, Jordan. So I am pulling ahead, but it's still anyone's
These
game.
These judges, you know, they're just so crooked. You know, they're so like they have clear bias here. All right.
That's fair. That is fair. I wonder how these scorings would do if we did like a rally system where it's not who gains the most points overall, but who like in each block. So I wonder if one day that might be fun just to see if that changes anything.
Yeah. Like a March Madness.
So you gain a point for whoever got the most points per out of the guesses. So if I got 2 points and you got one, I get 1 point. So it doesn't matter what the difference between points was.
It's like a battle system.
Yeah. That would be a cool way. So maybe after we've done a few episodes, we can see if that changes anything. If rally scoring, which is from my cornhole days, which is probably the sport I'm best at.
David does love cornholing. He tells me all the time.
Yeah, you can stick it in your cornhole butt. All right, but yeah. And then thank you again, patrons, for taking a listen. We truly appreciate you. And yeah, Jordan, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, other than Build King fucking sucks and so does Wilkeson.
Yeah, it really fucking does. All right, well, we'll catch you guys on the flippity floppity. And just remember...
On the flop side.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye.